بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, in his explanation of Al-Ma'udatayn, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, he spoke about 10 matters or 10 ways or 10 factors that repel the evil of envy. And he, rahimahullah, said that the evil of the envious one, Al-Hasid, is repelled by these 10 factors or 10 ways. First one is seeking refuge in Allah from the evil of envy. Seeking refuge in Allah from the evil of envy. And this is the focus of Surah Al-Falaq. Of Surah Al-Falaq, chapter 1:13. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears and responds and sees the one who calls upon him. And Allah's hearing in this context signifies the answer of one's invocation. And this is very evident in the ayah in Surah Ibrahim, in the verse in Surah Ibrahim 14:39, Inna Rabbi Sami'u Dua, Inna Rabbi Sami'u Dua. My Lord is He, the hearer, the one who hears the prayers. Similarly, the believer in his salah says, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. Allah hears the one who praises him. Allah hears the one who praises him. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the call of the worshipper who praises him. Still, however, the way of seeking refuge in Allah differs according to situations. In Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the believers by saying, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. In Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 200, And if an evil whisper comes to you from Shaitan, Satan the devil, then seek refuge with Allah. Verily, He is the all-hearer, all-knower. Since men cannot see Satan, Allah, the Most High, commands the believers to seek refuge in Him, the all-hearing, the all-knowing. However, in contrast, when man seeks refuge in Allah, the Most High, from visible harms, he seeks refuge in Allah, the All-Seeing. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High, says in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40 verse 56, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ آتَاهُمْ إِنْ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ إِلَّا كِبْرٌ مَا هُمْ بِبَالِغِيهِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Verily those who dispute about the verse signs of Allah without any authority having come to them, there is nothing else in their breasts except pride. They will never have it. So seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily it is He who is all hearer, all seer. So Allah commands His slaves to seek refuge in Him, the all-hearing and the all-knowing, from the evil of the invisible things. While the isti'adha, seeking refuge from the evil of the visible things, should be sought in Him with His divine names, the all-hearing and the all-seeing. I'll repeat. Allah commands His servants to, or His slaves to seek refuge in Him, the all-hearing and the all-knowing, from the evil of the invisible things, while seeking refuge from the evil of the visible things should be sought in Him with His divine names, all-hearing, all-seeing. So this is the first matter, or the first factor, seeking refuge in Allah from the evil of envy. The second is consciousness of Allah. Consciousness of Allah. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will protect him and will not leave him alone to rely on others besides Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He the Most High says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. In Surah Al Imran, chapter 3, verse 120. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. If a good befalls you, it grieves them, but if some evil overtakes you, they rejoice at it. But if you remain patient and become pious and righteous, not the least harm will their cunning do to you. Surely Allah surrounds all that they do. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Abdullah bin Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, saying, احفظِ الله يحفظك احفظِ الله تجده تجاهك. Be mindful of Allah, and Allah will protect you. And be heedful of Allah, and you will find Him before you. The third matter or factor or way is as-sabr. As-sabr. Patience. If one faces the harms of his enemies with patience and forbearance, their cunning will be weak and nothing will harm him, bi-idhnillah, Allah willing. In this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajj, in 22 verse 60, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ عَاقَبَ بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبَ بِهِ ثُمَّ بُغِيَ عَلَيْهِ لَيَنْصُرَنَّهُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُوٌ غَفُورٌ. That is so. and whoever has retaliated with the like of that which he was made to suffer, and then he has again been wronged, Allah will surely help him. Allah will surely help him. Verily Allah indeed is oft pardoning, oft forgiving. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. These words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assures the believer that Allah's help will be granted to those who are oppressed as long as they do not act aggressively. The fourth factor, reliance on Allah. Reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the powerful shield and protection against the aggression of all creatures. Allah the Most High has promised to protect those who rely on Him against all kinds of harm, except what is necessary, such as coldness, heat, hunger, thirst, and so forth. قال الله تعالى in Surah At-Talaq, chapter 65, verse 3, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever puts his trust in Allah, then Allah will suffice him. The fifth factor, inattention and steering clear of worrying about envy and its harms. Inattention and steering clear of worrying about envy and its harms. To be able to escape the evil of envy, one should not fear or worry about it. This means it's like the one who escapes facing his enemy in order to be safe and secure. Envy, however, is like fire. If there is no wood, it will soon be put out. Envy is like fire. If there is no wood, it will soon be put out. Only the truthful ones, the truthful souls which rely on Allah, upon Allah, and are confident that Allah's help is better to them, they are the ones who can adopt this means. They are the ones who can adopt this means. Sixth, devotion and filling one's heart with Allah's love. When the person fills his heart with Allah's love and seeks His pleasure, then his heart will have no place for fear of envy. Then his heart will have no place for fear of envy. He who makes Allah's love his main concern, Allah will shield his heart from the devil's whisper. He who makes Allah's love his main concern, Allah will shield his heart from the devil's whisper. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares several times that His protection will be granted to His faithful and devout worshippers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells about Iblis, the devil, saying, قال فبعزتك لأغوينهم أجمعين إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين. In سورة صاد 38 82-83 By your might, then I will surely mislead them all except your slaves. Chosen slaves amongst them, the faithful, obedient, true believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter verse 42, chapter 15, 42, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Certainly, you shall have no authority over my slaves except those who follow you of the Ghaween, the Mushriks, and those who go astray. And also in Surah An-Nahl, this is asserted in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verses 99 to 100. إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. إنما سلطانه على الذين يتولونه والذين هم به مشركون. Verily he has no power over those who believe and put their trust only in their Lord. His power is only over those who obey and follow him, and those who join partners with him. Those are the mushriks. And speaking about Prophet Yusuf alayhi as-salam, Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. And thus it was that we might turn away from him evil and illegal sexual intercourse. Surely he was one of our chosen guided slaves. No one can be more pleased than the one who receives the divine protection and shield. And Allah reminds us about this by saying in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, chapter 62, verse 23, ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. That is the grace of Allah which He bestows on whom He wills, and Allah is the owner of mighty grace. The seventh factor, التوبة, repentance. Sins pave the way before one's enemies to overcome and dominate him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Ash-Shura 42:30, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And whatever of misfortune befalls you, it is because of what your hands have earned, and He pardons much. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, saying in Surah Al-Imran, in chapter 3, verse 165, أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا قلتم أن هذا، قل هو من عند أنفسكم. What's the matter with you? When a single disaster smites you, although you smote your enemies with one twice as great, you say, from where does this come to us? Say to them, it is from yourselves because of your evil deeds, and Allah has power over all things. Man brings afflictions to himself by committing sins. And no matter whether he is aware of these sins or not. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ used to invoke Allah saying, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from associating with you something I know, and I ask your forgiveness for that which I don't know, for that which I don't know of. In fact, one's need for Allah's forgiveness of his unknown sins is greater than his need for forgiveness of his known ones. And that the more one abstains from committing sins, the more he deserves Allah's protection from his foes. And patience is one of the most powerful weapons against one's enemies. And amongst the signs, Imam Ibn Qayyim said, amongst the signs of one's happiness and prosperity is to preoccupy himself with reforming his own self and steering clear of sins. Amongst the signs of one's happiness and prosperity is to preoccupy himself with reforming his own self and steering clear, keeping clear of sins. In doing so, he will preoccupy himself with self-reformation, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Lord, will protect and shield him against all forms of evil. And then he said in the Qayyim rahimahullah, what a blessed and happy man he will be then. He reminded, however, rahimahullah, he reminded and stressed that we should keep in mind that no one but Allah guides to this way. No one but Allah guides to this way, meaning to the straight path. And that's Allah's bounty. He bestows it upon him whom he pleases. And there is no might nor power except with Allah. The eighth factor is as-sadaqa, charity. Charity and zakah repel the evil of envy. Almsgiving and charity repel the evil of envy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the grateful servant a shield from the mischief of the envious persons. The more grateful to Allah's bounties one is, the more worthy of Allah's care. And the ninth one is, and this is the most difficult, this is the most difficult factor, benevolence towards the envious and the aggressive ones. Benevolence towards the envious and the aggressive ones. This is the most difficult, since men can hardly be benevolent towards their opponents and foes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala urges the Muslims to abide by this by saying, ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة من سورة فصلت 41. ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم. The good deed and the evil deed cannot be equal. Repel the evil with one which is better. Allah hear all the faithful believers.